This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Coffler. When the Lone Star Rail Project fell apart last year, communities along I-35 were left looking for a new plan that would reduce travel time between San Antonio and Austin. Now they think they've found one. In this report, we continue our Stuck Behind the Wheel series with some of the details, but the vision is much bigger than before. There are a lot of words that could describe the 80-mile trip along I-35 between San Antonio and Austin. How would you describe the commute?
Miserable.
That's Amanda Crawford, a dental assistant who drives the stretch twice a day, 5 days a week, to her job in Austin. On a good day, she's behind the wheel about 2 hours each way. Recently, the trip took 3 hours.
It's kind of like stop-and-go traffic. On average through Austin, I was probably going about 25 miles an hour. At one point when I first got on the highway, I was going about 5.
Crawford has put 250,000 miles on her car and worries about falling asleep on the way home. But she doesn't want to quit her job.
If I come to San Antonio to work, I'm going to take a pay cut. And my bosses are so great with my flexibility with my child, it's really just not worth moving.
City leaders from Austin to San Antonio had hoped the Lone Star Rail Project would provide an alternative for commuters like Crawford. Then last year, Union Pacific, which operates tracks along the interstate, pulled out of the deal. But San Antonio Councilmember Ray Lopez wasn't giving up. He chairs the Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, which considers transportation funding for the region.
We started dialogue with Amtrak on, would you be willing to be our new catalytic partner? The answer to them is sure.
Right now, Amtrak operates just one trip each day between San Antonio and Austin. It takes about 2.5 hours, too long to be useful to commuters. But Amtrak confirms it's now working on a ridership and revenue study at the request of the cities. By mid-year, it will tell local leaders what it would cost to improve Union Pacific tracks enough so trains could travel an average of 90 miles an hour and provide the kind of service envisioned under Lone Star Rail.
Which was a train leaving the station every 30 minutes during the peak hour all day long, and in the non-peak hours, every hour.
San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor expects the city to spend about $100,000 on the study, and if the results are promising, Lopez believes the big money for the tracks and operating the trains would come mostly from private investors. Why? Because he says there's a vision that's much bigger than rail from San Antonio to Austin. It calls for that passenger line to connect in San Antonio to a high-speed rail line. Passengers then would travel from San Antonio at 250 miles an hour to Laredo on the border and on to Monterrey, Mexico.
250 miles an hour from Monterrey to here and 90 miles an hour from here to Austin.
Laredo Congressman Henry Cuellar says this isn't just a pie-in-the-sky dream.
I set up a meeting some years ago to get this ball moving, so it seems to be moving.
Cuellar's met with Mexican officials, federal and state transportation officials, and perhaps most importantly, private investors who would consider financing high-speed rail.
You know, people can be literally from Monterrey to San Antonio in about 2 hours. When you connect the San Antonio, a large population, Laredo, and then, of course, Monterrey, 4.5 million individuals, entities like SeaWorld and folks like that, when I've talked to them, they're all excited because that means they have potentially a new base of customers that can go there from Monterrey.
Amtrak says if all the pieces fall into place, the San Antonio to Austin service could be underway in 3 to 5 years. Samantha Crawford says she'd be among the first to take the train.
Oh, I would absolutely positively love to do that. I could sit on the train and read a book.
As for the high-speed route to Monterrey,
well, let me put it this way. I just turned 67 years old, and I think that I could actually buy a ticket in my lifetime. We could probably, within a dozen years, have the high-speed rail between San Antonio and Monterrey.
Councilmember Ray Lopez says, in fact, he's headed to Japan later this month, where he plans to meet with possible rail investors. Shelley Coffler, Texas Public Radio News.